This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We continue our discussion around the reaction to Moody's decision to downgrade South Africa analyst at Intellidex. Peter Attard-Montalto speaks to us now. Thank you so much for your time as always, Peter. It's going to be a tough one to get out of this situation. What must happen to get there?
Good evening. Well, there were relatively calm markets today. I think it'd be wrong to misinterpret that as necessarily a sign of things to come. There is going to be a steady pace of outflow from the bond market in the coming month. The big event is when South Africa drops out of the World Government Bond Index at the end of April. And then we're going to be feeling the full force of the effects of the coronavirus crisis as well. And really, I think it's through all that, the lessons shouldn't be lost of why Moody's downgraded South Africa. Downgrades don't happen. They get imposed on people for random reasons. It ultimately happens because of the policy choices a country makes, and was basically the summation of the lack of progress on turning around growth, on turning debt to GDP lower in the last couple of years. And that shouldn't be forgotten in the coming period, just because tackling the deep humanitarian problems of the coronavirus crisis. We think about the recovery and accelerating through an eventual recovery.
Absolutely. How then should the Reserve Bank react to this, especially after they announced those measures recently to counter the current economic challenges as well as the effects of the coronavirus? So we saw bonds as well as the rand react today.
So I think that's partly why we saw the bond market so relaxed today. The SARB were probably in there, maybe buying small amounts around the edges, helping to keep the market calm. So that's probably been successful so far. But all of these measures, the additional measures the SARB proposed on the weekends to loosen the regulatory framework for banks, the rate cuts, et cetera, all this is only partial. We've not really seen any full force stimulus coming forwards yet. And that's, I think, what we'll need to see as we see jobs being lost, as we see firms having to close down, probably very large numbers of firms suffering financial distress in the coming months as a lockdown period probably is unlikely just to be 3 weeks long. We're going to see a lot more stimulus. It's really very hard to see that coming from the fiscus in of itself. It is so constrained, even if you add in borrowing from offshore, from the IMF or from the World Bank, there's still very little scope for meaningful stimulus. It's ultimately going to have to come from the banks, I think, and a very large scale new lending from the banks into the economy with some sorts of backstop from government or from others. I think we need to consider here the need for maybe the order of 300-400 billion rand style stimulus really to keep the show on the road.
That said, Peter, improving their status will not happen over time. What then is to be said about a turnaround time then, and what that would mean for the ordinary South African? Technical recession in South Africa. We see the effects of the coronavirus. We are on 21 lockdown. Businesses have been closed for this period. What can we expect in the next coming couple of weeks as well as months?
Well, I think the problem is it's not going to be a three-week lockdown. And as a result, the chances of SMMEs suffering cash flow problems and not able to reopen is very high. And we need to think about the efficacy of government policy. A lot of programs have been rolled out. But for instance, the UIF support program, they lack capacity at the best of times. The same for the Small Business Department with their program that they're rolling out. We're really going to have to see policy design coming forwards that really can reach very effectively SMMEs and people on the ground. And that's going to be a big challenge. But we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that getting an upgrade from Moody's, even through this crisis, is still a worthy aim. It can come from doing those structural reforms, trying to accelerate out of this when this is over. And it's ultimately about the same things. I mean, I think what the man on the street wants is a fast recovery that is jobs intense, is absorbing a lot of labor. And that will happen through reforms and through ultimately the path towards an upgrade as well.
As a parting shot then, where does this put business and consumer confidence? South Africans have been bearing the brunt of slow economic growth and really tightening their belts to a point where our belts really do not have any more holes, and this has affected sentiment.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I think the sentiment numbers that get released are always very bad at these sorts of turning points and estimating how bad things really actually are. But we're going to see that coming through in particular in the revenue numbers into tax take. We're going to see that in the jobs numbers in particular, which are going to become very weak indeed, I think. And in a sense, you know, what happens around the lockdown. It's required for health reasons. And that's why all of our focus and a lot of our attention at the moment is on the style of the bounce back and what can be done to ensure the bounce back is as quick as possible.
Thank you so much, as always, for your contribution. That is analyst at Intellidex, Peter Atat-Montalto, adding to our discussion around reaction to Moody's decision to downgrade South Africa.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.